We enter the world naked. We leave the world naked, Samantha. Why can't we just be naked all the time? The in-between parts, naked. Just be naked. Live naked.
Is this because you're feeling fat?
I'm always feeling fat lately. Fat.
Did you eat a donut again? This is the problem. This is where the problem stems from. You ate another goddamn donut.
I had another sprinkle donut today.
Was it vanilla sprinkle by chance?
Vanilla sprinkled. Right?
Okay, so
you contemplated ordering two.
Oh my God, you're your own worst enemy. Stop it.
No. And then I eat the donut and then I live in shame all day. And then I just feel confined in my clothing and then I just want to take them off and be naked.
Which I know nobody needs to see that.
I know it's not a good look, but it just seems that, you know, the flip flop, flippity flop, flip, 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 flip seems better than sausaged in and wedged in tightly.
Speaking from a personal point of view, I need you to feel like a sausage. I need you to keep your clothes on. Keep your clothes on, Gibson.
I feel naked. Oh, the pretty girls look like this.
Just get bigger clothes, okay? Like,
yeah, okay, right, yeah.
Get bigger clothes.
That's bad friend advice. You get bigger clothes, all you're doing is leaving the door open for forward progression.
I need you to not go anywhere without clothes on. That's what I'm working my way towards. Don't be a nudist.
You and I are working in very opposite directions right now.
I'm not coming to the nudity beach commune thing that you've decided to live in. I'm not doing that.
That might be where I'm going.
Good luck.
Screw you.
Or
a
close.
Screw you. What do you do? You just make me feel bad.
Welcome to another episode of I Shake My Head with Lisa and Sam.
Hello, friends of the podcast.
Hello, everybody.
Samantha.
Lisa.
How you doing?
I appreciate you're wearing clothing right now, so.
I'm hot. I could be topless right now.
Oh, that's not too bad. Oh,
it's not good. It's like, don't get me wrong. So when I say this, I'm not saying like, when I say all the pretty girls look like this, I get that there's not one thing about me that falls into that category. Not naked, not necessarily world's prettiest girl. I maybe got pretty heart.
Yeah, you got a pretty heart and a good spirit, Lisa.
Right? I have those, which makes me pretty on the inside. Like inside beauty, inside pretty, like inside pretty. That's what I am, Samantha. I'm inside pretty.
You're outside pretty too, Lisa. Oh, don't worry.
Samantha.
No worries there. But your insides do look a little bit better than your outside.
Right? And I get that, right? I get that. I'm just saying I'm tired of being confined to clothing. Like the buttons just a bit like,
Stop eating the donuts and then you're good.
Right?
Yeah. That there. Solved. Done. Over.
Okay.
Congratulations. Or, you're welcome.
You look at it that way or I look at it this way. Dear Tim Hortons, stop making the vanilla dip sprinkled donut.
Lisa.
There it is. Just there it is. I'm like, ugh.
I hate to say this, but your voice doesn't count.
Apparently it does not count, right? Because if it did, there'd be no vanilla dip sprinkled donut.
There. And then you'd complain. Where's my vanilla dip sprinkled
donut? Or I would buy the apple fritter. which then I would even be more mad at.
Yes.
I got to believe that apple fritter carries more punch.
I would imagine.
Right? So I just stick with the diet sprinkled donut.
Oh my God. It is not a diet donut.
I love a donut, eh? I just love a donut.
Oh my God.
Yeah, we just bought some butter tarts and guess what? I just love a butter tart.
And you wonder why your clothes are tight.
Hey, right? We're making banana bread. Guess what? I just love banana bread.
Oh my God. And you got mad at me because apparently I talked you into the larger sweater when we went shopping a week ago.
Yeah, well,
you apparently need the larger sweater.
Well, now we've opened the door for that larger sweater to come in handy down the road, right? So thank you.
Oh my God. If you're not wearing that sweater, I'm going to smack you upside
down. I have not worn it yet. I've now washed it twice and tried
to drink it. Stop it. It's fine.
Big at the bottom.
No, it's not.
Big at the bottom where I don't have my fat.
Do up the button then.
I don't like that bottom button look. Right?
Oh my God.
Okay, I like
strangle you through this.
I like a one button cardigan in the middle look. I like to draw attention right to my midsection. And
yes, yes,
there it is.
This is where my, that's my target.
But in my mind, I think it's on trend, right?
Yes, exactly. You're so on trend.
That's what I think. That's what I think. Oh, Samantha, how's your week been?
It's been okay. It's been all right. And
here we have happy birthdays to Mrs. Sperling.
Yes, we should announce Sheila Sperling, my Mother O. She is 78 years.
Wow. She's going to be happy that you just announced that.
I know. She doesn't care.
She don't care. Once you get that old, you don't care.
You're just happy you hit 78.
Right. Every day above ground's a good one.
Right.
That's what they say.
Yes. And we should announce that also our HHG is celebrating a birthday this week. We won't announce her age because we're not sure. If she would appreciate that.
I think she's turning the same age as you.
Yes, she is.
I'm the baby of the group.
You're not, but sure.
I'm the youngest.
No, you're not.
I'm the youngest.
Well, you do act it sometimes.
Because I'm young at heart.
Yes, that's it.
That's why, Smith, I've been seeing this pop up in my TikToks. And the world knows I am the originator, the original character board lover. I love a good character board, right?
Uh-huh. It's a charcuterie board, but
right,
sure.
Right? Like all the little meats and the little cheeses.
Yes. I've
been loving it for years.
Okay.
I think I've just about had my fill. Do you know why?
Why?
Because I don't need to see the charcuterie chalet. I don't need to see the charcuterie house. I don't want to eat it off of a house.
Like a built house or like
they build a house
shaped like a house.
They build a house. They build like they put crackers on the bottom, like Melba toast on the bottom, and the roof is like the pepperoni pieces.
Oh, I see.
I don't need to eat the charcuterie in a house.
I'm just going to say something and I need you to
get that actually.
I need to hear me.
Okay.
Are you a little bit jealous that you didn't think about it?
Mm-mm,
that you didn't invent the chalet board?
Maybe the chalet board, but not it as a house. Like charcuterie chalet. Got it. I got it. Fine. Okay. I'll give you that one.
But not a house.
But it's not really that appealing. Like it looks good. It's like the gingerbread house, right? Looks good, but you're not eating that shit.
Well, because you'll probably break a tooth.
Right. So the charcuterie chalet looks good, but it's kind of weird. Why are we eating a house?
But it's still food.
But it's not on a board. Here's the board. Pick something from the board.
So you want people to just stick to the board?
I think advance the board, make it a fancier board, right? Double up the board.
Uh-huh.
But keep it on a board. We don't need it on a house.
On a house. I have not seen that on TikTok. So apparently I'm not on the right side of TikTok.
So when you go to your TikTok tonight, type it in. There it is.
Okay.
There it is. I saw it somewhere and then I was like, I need to learn more about this.
Yeah.
I'm just like, you know what? I don't think the world needs to eat a house. I don't feel like I need to eat the house.
I just sense some jealousy in all of that statements, you know, and all of the hoopla, but
because it's just like we're just you know what it is, it's animalistic. You're just eating the house. Kind of nasty.
It's not animalistic,
seems it, as opposed to just fancy like the board. Get a board. Seems animalistic to me.
Oh my god, anything to do with change and you're like, nope, canceling it, done.
Bad idea, thumbs down. Stick to the board.
Got it. Okay.
That's how I feel.
I don't understand you, but whatever. as I say that almost every day.
Right.
Okay. So for those who care, I did actually watch the Eagles and Chiefs game.
Did you watch all of it?
I'm going to say that it was on my TV.
But you weren't watching it.
But I wasn't necessarily paying attention to all of it all the time.
I fell asleep halfway through, nodded off a few times.
Maybe.
Right.
I did see Travis Kelce catch a touchdown.
Yes.
I did see Jason pull off some really cool stuff when he was on the field.
Right.
And I was very excited to see that the Eagles won.
So were you, you were awake for the very final?
Briefly.
Yeah, I don't buy that totally at all.
But I did appreciate the game. I thought it was good. It was good. I just still found it a titch bit boring.
Because you're not a sports fan.
I know, I'm not really a sports fan.
Right? You can't make you a sports fan if you're not a sports fan. That's the whole problem, right? Because it was a close game. It wasn't boring.
It was a close game. But I just thought that there was so much like blah, blah, blah before the game. And I'm like, oh my God, enough with the blah, blah, blah.
You sound like my husband. So he hates the pregame shit. I love all the blah, blah, blah. Like, I'd rather just have the blah, blah, blah before the game than the game.
Yeah. There were moments when I was actually watching the game and I'm like, get to the motherfucking ball. And I'm like, who the hell am I? Who the hell am I?
You're a badass fan. That's what you are. Jumped on the train.
Yeah, and then got off the train just as quickly.
Bandwagon, pulled up, you jumped on.
Yeah, but I did watch it, just so people who didn't think I didn't, I did.
Yeah.
Because I just think...
All right, so put your money where your mouth is.
It was 3 hours of your time.
A long...
Gosh.
That's why you're not a sports fan, right there. It's a big part of why you're not a fan.
Yeah. I think right. So, probably.
God. Only person I know who doesn't like a single sport.
No, I don't. It's not that I don't like sports.
You don't.
It's just like that sports. I don't want to watch it.
Right. You don't want to watch it or hear about it or see it.
No, because I don't.
So what part is it that you care. Like? Right.
No. Yeah, it was hard to say. I mean, I watched it because my boys are in it.
Right.
My boys.
Because you've conveniently jumped on that bandwagon.
I have. And you know what? I felt bad for Travis because Taylor Swift could not be there for his Monday night game. They'd had a whole big thing planned. Her family was going to come and meet his family, and they were going to do stuff together.
And to be, it'll be.
I know. But you know what? I'm worried about our gal, Taylor.
Oh, yeah.
Because it was
personal.
It was tough in Brazil, man.
Brazil has not been kind to her.
No, it's been hardcore.
But it's not her fault. All the trouble stand from the people in charge of the concert, the venue people, right?
It really didn't matter, though, because people went after her.
And they're going to, right? Because she's the face. She's the face that runs the place.
So bad. So bad.
Yeah. I think it was a very sad situation.
Mm-hmm. Very sad. I mean, it resulted in a death of a young lady, and she was distraught over that, and it's just the heat was unbearable. And then I believe, was it the second or last night that she was there? It rained.
Oh.
And she performed the whole thing in rain.
That's crazy. Hey?
Along with her dancers and all of her people.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's like, she's a trooper.
She's a trooper.
So.
You know, the thing is with her is that you can tell she's very sensitive, right? You see that, obviously, right? She writes all of her songs about breakups. Sensitive gal, right? She's a sensitive gal. So she's going to take this one. She's got to work through this.
I think so.
But it's not her fault. So stop hurling insults at her. It's not her. Don't sue her. It's not her. Right?
Do you think they called each other? Like, because he lost his game too, right? And then I saw there was a quick little interview with him. I think I saw it this morning on TikTok. And he was like, yeah, I got to work better. I got to work harder. And just the look of like, I'm pissed off at myself and I'm sad at the same time. And I'm like, I wonder if they like called each other like, oh my God, Brazil's horrible. Oh my God, I lost my game. Like, what is that conversation?
And then in the background, what I hear playing is, you had a bad day. You took a bad fall. Right? But you can't win them all.
You can't win them all. I was just wondering, like, is she that girl? Like, because she's pretty tough, right? Like, she does stuff on her own, and she's like a tough girl, and he's a tough guy. But now that they have each other, do you think they're like, hi? You know, like
they might be, but then she might get off the phone. Like, so that would be like us, right? I would be like that would be like I would be like, oh, I feel so bad, and the guy would feel so bad, and then I'd get off the phone and I'd text you going, okay, really? Because I had somebody fucking die on my watch. Right? Like that would be how I would end up internalizing it to my buddy. Right? And he'd be like, okay, shut the fuck up. Can I talk now? Can I tell you about my bad?
Right. And then, okay, so then it's prefaced with this article in the Wall Street Journal where he just talks about her unabashedly. It was just amazing. Everyone's like, oh, Travis.
I'm like, you know what I think? I kind of think that Travis needs to put a tickle lock on it and zip it up.
I think they're totally okay talking about each other. I think that this is the first relationship where she's actually probably potentially going to tell people how she feels about him in public.
Fingers crossed it works out, because if not, he has the bad song coming to him, because he's given her all the stuff, right? Here's the Wall Street Journal ad. It's waiting for the breakup song, right?
Oh, and then the army of Taylor Swiftie, the Swifties, will come for him.
They'll burn his house down. They will.
It's an army of people. Like,
I'm hoping it's real.
Oh my God.
I feel
so
it
much.
Is, but yeah, I don't know.
I feel because he talked about her in an article in a magazine that it is very real for him.
Yeah. Right.
So
I feel he's like 17 and has just found his love.
Well, and you know, I mean, this was a big deal for him. He's liked Taylor Swift for a long time, I think.
Well, I guess when you're Travis Kelce, you just like pick the one you want and I'm going to go for her. Right? The rest of us, we're just happy to find someone. Right?
Oh my God. Oh my God. Okay.
That's the difference. That's the difference.
Anyways, enough of those two.
Yes. Smith, I have something I need to talk to you about. I've already shared this a little bit. Friends of the podcast, I need you to weigh in on this.
Oh, I think I know.
Right? So I need to understand how people feel about the phrase, thank you for understanding. Because I saw a message to me and it said, it was in closing, it ended with, thank you for understanding. I think I'm pretty understanding for the most part, but I wasn't really understanding this time. And all I thought was, what if I don't understand, actually? What have you done? You've kind of slammed the door in my face. I look like a douchebag if I reply. Like, what am I supposed to reply back? Actually, I don't understand. And then I'm a douchebag.
There is like, that's like the perfect phrase for, you are not going to reply to this.
Right. Like, you might as well just say, shut the fuck up. Thank you for understanding. Shut the fuck up.
It is all the right words without swear words.
Right? I'm going to need, what I'm going to need now is I've just explained my tales of woe. And what I'm going to need now is I'm going to need you to shut the fuck up.
Shut the fuck up.
Thank you. Thanks for understanding.
And it was like, and don't have an opinion.
Don't have an opinion. And don't you dare try to respond, because how do you respond?
You can't. There is no response to that.
The door has been slammed shut.
Yep. It's
very, very similar to thanks in advance, but even a little bit worse. Because at least thanks in advance, there's a better chance that I'm going to probably do what I'm being thanked for.
Thanks in advance still implies that you're going to do something that helps.
Do something, right?
It's like the phrase, I look forward to hearing from you. It's like you have no choice. Yeah. You have to respond.
Now you have to hear from me. Great. Right?
So now. You have two polar opposite phrases. Thank you for understanding. Ends the conversation. Right.
But yet sounds very pleasant.
Yeah. And then you have the other one that says, I look forward to hearing from you, which is, this is not over.
This is not over, right? We're not done with this, right? Oh, my goodness.
I love that.
Right? Like, thanks for understanding, right?
But you don't.
But I don't understand. I don't understand why my steak is not cooked the way I asked. Thanks for understanding. I just take this back to the chef and just say, thanks. You know what? I know. He's sorry that he did it wrong. Thanks for understanding. I don't understand why that happened either. I feel that I don't understand a lot of things when it's put into that context.
Because people just, they tell you whatever they need to tell you. Whether it's a truth or a lie, it's hard to say.
You don't know. And nor are you being offered a chance to ask that question.
You are not giving, yes, you're not being able to ask a question. You can't reply anything.
Nothing.
It's done.
You just leave that awkwardness alone. You don't touch it.
Oh my God. Right? That is so funny.
Keep your mouth shut. Don't you say that. Don't you reply.
Yeah. Don't you dare.
Don't you dare. Don't you dare.
Don't you dare.
That's exactly what the person on the other end is saying. Don't you, thanks for understanding. Don't you dare.
With
don't
finger.
You dare. Right?
Peter Pointer.
Peter Pointer. Don't you dare. Right? Because you imagine if you dared.
Oh,
where would you even go with that? Oh, guess what? I dare. No, I don't dare. You're right. I don't dare.
I feel like when someone ends with thank you for understanding and then you do dare to respond, it will not result in a response because in their mind, it's done.
Done.
It's over.
Okay. So is that a little bit of a narcissistic tendency?
I don't know.
Because you know those narcissists out there, right? Doesn't affect them. It only affects you. I've moved on. Life is good. What the hell are you talking about? Yeah. Thanks for understanding.
Thanks for understanding.
Don't you dare.
Don't you dare.
Don't you dare. Holy. It's totally God. Don't you dare.
You know what? Life just keeps, you know, it's just interesting life, right? People are just so bizarre. And it makes you wonder what goes through their mind sometimes.
Totally. And when I read that, number one, I shook my head, questioned it, shook my head, and it lingered with me for the whole day because I'm just like, but I don't understand. It's like if I was in school, I got a question. And you know me, I like to ask a question. Lisa's got it. Lisa, yeah. Question?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I have a question about what I don't understand here.
Well, that's, I think anybody would have that response, but for you, not being able to ask anything in response,
right,
kills you because you always need to like respond. You need to have the last word.
I don't live well in a world with not having the last word, right?
There were no words. It was message. Thank you for understanding.
Cricket. Done. And done. Right? And you know what? And then, you know what? I don't know. Do you find this? A lot of people now on their text messages, and I don't know, is this a secret message that we should be taking to heart? They've silenced their notifications.
Oh.
I see that a lot. And I'm like, what does that mean?
Like, so they don't ever get notified of messages or anything?
Like, they'll still get the message, but when you send a message, it comes up saying, Sally has silenced her notifications. Why? Lisa has sent you a message. Why have you silenced the notification?
For me, if someone has their phone off, it says they're offline.
Oh.
Yeah. That's all I get told.
Who has their phone off?
I don't know.
Who has their phone off? The minute you turn your phone off, there's an emergency. The minute you turn your phone off.
Right? Yes.
It's like I can leave my phone charging in my office, be gone for 20 minutes, come back, and the world has blown up around it. I got 32 text messages, 14 email. I'm like, whoa, I literally was just gone for 10 minutes.
Yeah.
How did this much activity happen when it has not happened all day?
I don't know.
I don't know.
You just,
thanks for understanding.
Don't you dare.
Don't you dare.
Don't you dare. Okay, I got to shake my head at something.
Okay, what? Tell me.
Happened to me the other day, and I'm like, what is this? I'm not sure how, discovered the batshit crazy side of TikTok.
Oh, I don't think I know that side.
And I didn't know either. And I'm like, what is this? Really? And all of a sudden, I'm watching somebody show a TikTok of I'm going to say, a religious pastor person deeming Starbucks is witchcraft and it's a coven. And I'm like, don't you dare bring in Starbucks to the tent.
Don't you dare. Don't you dare.
And I'm like, they're heathens and all this kind of stuff. And it's witchcraft and it's a coven. And I'm like, what is this?
It's a coffee.
It's a coffee company.
It's a coffee company.
Oh my God. I'm like, what is this? So I'm like, get me out of this. Get me out of this. And all of a sudden, I come across another one, and it's a guy who's decided to to explain that mansplaining is just caring and talking about your problem and then providing a solution. But women don't want solutions. And I'm like, what side of TikTok have I just crawled into unbeknownst to me? And I'm like,
you went down a weird rabbit hole.
Stop it. Get me out of this. What the hell? Like, this sucked. And I'm like, Starbucks is not a witchcraft, okay? I mean, it takes your money. Don't get me wrong.
Totally.
There is some weird magic happening there, but I think that's just because there's lots of sugar in their coffee.
I mean, that, and I think that their marketing is such that we've come to believe that they have a better type of coffee than the next guy.
They don't.
But that doesn't make it witchcraft.
It doesn't make it witchcraft.
Oh, people, don't you dare.
Don't you dare. Like, I just shook my head and I'm like, there is the batshit crazy side of TikTok.
Oh, is that the dark web?
I don't know. But I'm like, I like the ones where I see people decorating their Christmas tree or introducing me to Christmas treats.
Right.
Like, or their cats. Or, oh my God, the cat stuff is the best.
Right? Like, the cats stand or dancing to do a little bootang.
Yeah.
Like, I go to TikTok for the happy. Like, for the longest time, remember a while ago, it was all about people dying. And I'm like, hey, this is not why I joined TikTok to read. Like, I feel bad that you're dying, but I don't know you. I feel bad, but I'd rather read. That's not why I'm here.
No, I'm just like,
yeah.
And I'm like, okay, I don't know what happened here, but back away, back away, back away.
Yeah. Right? Wash the sins away. Wash it away, Samantha. Wash it away.
And all I thought was, well, I wonder what this guy thinks about Tim Hortons if he thinks Starbucks is
weird. So weird, hey.
He probably thinks Tim Hortons has cocaine in their coffee. I mean, I don't know. Just throwing it out there.
Maybe he does. I don't know. Maybe that's why I'm addicted to their donuts.
Maybe they put some, like, crack in their donut.
Crack in the donut. That'd be okay, hey? I'd take a cracked donut anytime. Okay.
Do you feel a little more jittery and awake after you've had a donut?
I just feel happy.
There you go.
I just feel happy and fulfilled. Right? I feel like, oh. Right? I feel that if you go to a place where somebody has brought in like a dozen donuts, my donut will always be there for me because nobody ever wants that donut but me.
Right. Because it's
only Lisa wants the sprinkled donut. That's how that goes.
Yeah, Lisa eats the donut and her pants button pops
open. Right? Mama had a baby and her head popped off just like the dandelion. Okay, Samantha.
Oh, God.
I need you to go back to the 90s, okay?
All right.
We're going back to the 90s.
Okay.
I got some things here from the 90s that we probably have forgotten about or that we're going to laugh about and reminisce about, okay?
Uh-huh.
I enjoyed when I came across this. I had a chuckle, okay? Let's start off first with good old member. There was two of them, Mrs. Dash and Molly McButter.
I remember Molly McButter,
right? Everybody was Molly McButtering.
Yep.
And everybody was Mrs. Dashing because everybody was afraid of salt.
Yeah.
That was a big thing, right? No salt. I got Mrs. Dash. No butter. I got Molly McButter.
I remember that.
Right? And it was just a shaker.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. I remember this fondly because I think I still have it on a cookbook. Country Goose kitchen decorations.
You had them in your kitchen.
My mother bought me way past the 90s, the Country Goose. She must have found it when we got married and we had the Country Goose oven burner covers.
Yes.
Country Goose thing that your spatula goes in. We had lots of Country Goose. We had lots of Country Goose. I am proud to say that now we only have a recipe book that's Country Goose.
Oh, that's
we never had the Country Goose glasses. We never had the actual Country Goose. She was a cookie jar.
Are you sure you didn't have the glasses?
No, we never had the glasses. Oh, do you think maybe before I banned glasses?
I think before you banned glasses.
I had Country Goose glasses before I banned glass glasses.
I remember them.
Really?
Yeah, it is a long time ago.
Well, I banned glasses.
Yeah.
I banned glass glasses a long time ago.
Yes, because his hand always got stuck in them.
Right, you can't get the bottom clean.
Right.
Right. So I had to ban glasses. Go to plastic. Uh-huh. That's what we do now, right? I can't cope with glasses. Can't do it.
No. Are you
ready for this one?
Okay.
Cherubs.
Oh, that was big back in the
Everybody 90s.
Everybody had a cherub.
And usually they were just those white ones, right? Like the ones that didn't look like they got finished.
Yeah.
Right? Like, so like somebody can't paint that guy at least.
That's true.
Right? They were all like those white plaster cherubs. Okay, my mother fell victim of this. carpet in either gray taupe or a dusty pastel.
Oh, I remember the dusty pastel.
Right? My mom had dusty peach.
Yes.
Right? Everywhere, wall to wall. It was everywhere.
I think there was a dusty rose somewhere in my lifetime.
Dusty rose, yeah. I bet I could see some dusty rose in your lifetime.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that was not fun. The 90s really was tough. There was a mixture.
We didn't know what was going on in the 90s.
No.
Right?
I mean, people thought the 70s was bad, but
I think the 70s made more sense. 90s, super confusing. Then here, what about this? The potpourri carpet and room deodorizer.
Oh, totally.
I'm right. Yes, sprinkled that shit on your rug and vacuumed.
Yeah, and your whole house smelled like powdery whatever.
Here's a blast from the past. I never did this. I feel my in-laws did. Sponge painted walls.
Oh my God. That was such a... We blame Debbie Travis for that.
Right? Everything was sponge painted.
Yes. She taught the world. She's a Canadian designer. She had a TV show where she taught people how to do crafty paint things.
How to sponge paint.
And she created the monster.
And everything was sponge painted. If you could sponge paint that wall, it was sponge painted, right?
We're going to blame her because that totally happened.
Yeah, this was one that we felt we definitely bought into this one. Remember the wall border?
Oh, my God.
Right?
I never had to live with that, but I have seen that.
Yeah, we had it. Gibson's had it. Gibson had wall border.
Yeah. That's
got it. That room looked fancy.
Better yet, the curtains with the little frill.
Oh, the the valance.
The valance. That was a total like 80s, 90s thing for sure.
Exactly. Do you remember the super long phone cord?
Oh my God, if you didn't have one, who were you?
Right? Like you could phone in the kitchen, but I'm upstairs in my bedroom. Right?
Totally.
Okay, and my last one, we didn't have this. My parents didn't have this, but maybe yours did. Do you remember the burgundy and forest green color?
Yes.
And it had a little bit gold in it?
Yes.
Oh, actually, now that I think about it, we maybe had a bedspread.
I think my mom might have had a bedspread.
Right? Might have had a bedspread. You might have had a bedspread.
You know what? I miss that flower, that brown flowered couch that we used to have.
Oh, yeah. Hey.
Remember? Every good household in the 80s and the 90s had a brown floral
coat. Was yours velour or was it itchy?
No, it was velour.
Oh, we had itchy. Right? And usually inside that couch was a pull-out bed.
No.
Right? For company. Right?
Oh, those were the good times.
That was kind of fun, hey?
Yeah.
Good old 90s. Okay, so now that we did the 90s, here's a question for all the Gen Xers out there, Samantha. I shake my head at Elf on the Shelf. My question being, would a Gen X mom have put up with that?
No way.
Ever. Ever.
Nope. We are not doing that shit.
No.
Our moms aren't going to do that shit.
Mm-mm. Like, you know what my mom would have done with Elf on the Shelf? She would have hung it. And it would have dangled from the light fixture.
It's dead. Sorry.
He died. Sorry.
You were so bad it had to commit.
Right, he was playing in the light and he died. That's what happens. Don't play with things.
Yeah, I don't think our generation parents would have bought into the whole Elf on the Shelf thing. That's a lot of work.
Yeah, and our parents didn't put the work in.
Yeah, and I don't think because we grew up like that, I don't think as Gen X parents we're doing that. I wouldn't do that. I'd be like, are you kidding me? Every day for the next how many days do I have to do this?
Yeah. Best one I ever saw.
When does that elf show up?
That elf shows up, like, I think. Like,
is it December 1st? The 1st?
Yeah.
You have to do that for 24 days.
Yeah. Right? I think that, I think the best one I ever saw was that the elf had two broken legs and couldn't move. I'm like, That would make sense. That would be my Alf, right? Sorry, he's got two broken legs. He's stuck. Our goal is to make him better by the time he has to go back home. Right? No Gen X mom is doing Elf on the show, right? They barely did. They did advent calendars by giving you, here you go, one chocolate a day.
I mean, let's be real. We're lucky that we got Santa gifts and like stuff stuffed into our Christmas socks.
Right?
And like some candy and shit.
I mean, we were young by the time the novelty of going to the mall to sit on Santa's knee wore off, right?
Yeah.
Like by the time my kid sister came along, it's like, oh God, one more picture. That's it. Doesn't matter, right?
I don't remember doing. Well, I'm sure we did that. I don't remember that.
We did that. Don't you remember? There's that picture of me and Krista. I'm sitting on Santa's knee. I'm in like thigh high boots, and like a little short dress and black stockings.
You were a bit of a dresser,
a bit of a hooker. And my kid sister looks like she's in mismatched clothing. She looks like something that they just picked up off the street. Right? I'm dressed to work the corner.
Yeah.
Right? I'm dressed for the corner.
Yeah, that's when you had long, flowy hair.
Long curls, long red, luscious hair.
Yes.
Beautiful long legs, and I was like 7. Because Krista, I think, was 3 in the picture.
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, I was really a little too young to be pimped out. Probably.
Oh, okay. I have to talk about this. And this is I don't know. I just noticed it the other day and I was like, I shake my head at the companies that still produce spray tan that makes you look like orange. Oh, yeah. And then I shake my head at the people who still use it.
Who still use the orange.
There are better products out there, people.
Like, is spray tan still a thing?
It is, apparently. It is. I mean, I did do it once. It didn't go over well. It didn't work out well.
That was a bad look.
It was odd. It was a very odd spray tan. And I'm like, I think I'll just not do that ever again.
I think you need to stay away from self-tanners if memory serves, right? Just stand. Yeah.
The problem is that to get a good self-tan, you need to have somebody actually do the spray. And then you basically stand there and wait until you dry. And that's not practical.
That's why you got to just do the real tan.
Right.
Just put the work in and do the real tan. Every now and then we'll be watching wrestling and the wrestlers are all spray tanned. Then I'll say to Mike, oh, he's a little orange, right? You can just see. It's like, oh, that's a bad little orange with a side of jaundice happening, right? It's like.
It just looks. And then no matter what the lighting is, it's still orange. It still looks bad.
Still looks bad, right?
No matter what.
Yeah. It's like really weird. But some people love that, right? And it's like, not natural, dude.
Yeah. And then don't you think, it's like, have you looked at you?
Like, you must see that that's not the normal color. That's not brown. That's not brown. That's totally, like, just bad.
I don't know.
Just bad. So.
It's just something I saw.
Well, you see it, you can't unsee it. That's the problem,
no.
Right? So I'm walking down the hallway today at work. You ever come across this situation when you're walking down the hallway, it's an awkward moment, and you come across a person and you're kind of both in the same spot and instead of one zigging and one zagging, you both zig?
Oh, jeez.
Why is there no rule in place for this process? Then you just, it's like the basketball shuffle, right? You're back and forth, back and forth. Yeah, sorry. It's why do we not just know to just move to the right? Just move to the right. Everybody move to the right.
Yeah, it's awkward, hey?
Right. And I'm like, God. And you see it coming a mile away.
And it's
like you see it and everybody starts adjusting slowly. But
it's almost
coming.
It's almost like you have to have signal like your thumb.
I want to go this way, right? Yeah, going this way.
Oh, then
go this way, right? Like there needs to be, like there should be, like a rule, like something that we're taught in manners when we're learning our manners.
Shouldn't it just be always go to the right? Because if the person's coming to you, it would be their right, and then you would avoid each other.
You would avoid, but you don't, right? You zig. You both zig, and it's like, sorry, and then like you just feel stupid, right?
That sucks.
Yeah, I hate that. I thought about that today. I'm like, why is there no rule to this?
And it's always somebody you don't know.
always, right? So it's not like you can't even just stop and like have a conversation and make it look like, oh, hey, hey. No. So you've done one of two things. You've embarrassed yourself. You're awkward. And now you have to say hi to somebody you don't even care to say hi to.
Yes. Well, there's always that, right?
So worst, right? We hate awkward hellos.
We hate awkward moments.
There they are.
There they are. So do you think, like, would you say that we have our shit together? And at what age should this happen? Has it happened to us?
If it's happened to us, it's just really recent. And I feel that we're probably 20 years behind when it should have happened, right? Maybe is there a different set of rules when you don't have the kids?
Maybe. People can have kids and still not have their shit together.
Yeah, but if you don't have kids, you're definitely not forced to have your shit together. If you have kids, at least the idea is that you're going to try and get your shit together.
That's true. You're going to try.
We technically never made the attempt.
No, because we did not have children. I guess maybe I started. Yeah, maybe like it's in our 50s. We have to start feeling that we have our shit together.
No, I think 35 by 40, you got to have your shit together. We're behind. We don't even have all the spices. We don't.
Oh, God, I've never had all the spices.
We don't have the knife in the blocks.
I don't have any of that.
We don't have a cast iron frying pan.
Do I need one?
Apparently. Apparently we do.
I don't have a muffin tin.
Right?
Who am I?
My shit's more together than yours because I at least have a muffin tin. Right?
Do you have a meatloaf pan?
Yeah, because I'm a meatloaf girl.
Oh my God. Okay, I don't have one of those.
You don't have a meatloaf pan, right?
No. So
you. I don't think your shit very together.
I don't think my shit's together.
I think parts of your shit is just together.
So what does that constitute, having your shit together? Like having a job.
Yeah.
Being able to afford a home, like rent, I suppose. Paying your bills.
Nope. I bet you it's not rent. I bet you rent is not constituting shit together. It's probably a home.
No, because people don't want it. That's forcing people to own a home when they don't want to own a home, which is me. I don't want to own anything.
We don't want to own a home because we have nobody to fill the home. If we had kids, it would be a different story.
Would not want one.
If you had three kids at home.
Well, then yes, I suppose you would have to
have a home.
I suppose so, but I don't want one, like as a single person.
Your shit would be more together.
Oh, stop.
Well, I don't want one. I'm not single. I don't want one either.
Okay.
Right?
Like, why are we arguing? I don't really care.
By a home.
I don't
right?
care.
But I think you're judged by a home.
Really?
Right?
Huh. That seems probably unfair.
Right? By a fancy car? Does that make you have your shit together?
Well, then you and I both fail in that.
What? You maybe fail. I don't. I have a fancy car.
Your car is not.
It's a fancy, sporty car.
It's
a sports car. It's the next best thing to a sports car.
It's a cloud car.
So I don't know, Samantha. I don't. I think we have parts of our shit together, but I think maybe we're 50-50 split.
Maybe we're you know what? There. I feel like I'm doing okay.
I think we're doing okay, but that's not your question. Your question was not, do you think you're doing okay? Okay, your question was, do we have our shit together?
I guess some
aspects our shit's together.
I guess so, and I guess others will judge. So judge away.
Right, others will judge.
I just ask that you keep that to yourself.
Yeah, don't ask us about our shit being together or not.
Thank you for understanding.
Thank you for understanding.
And that
shut the fuck up.
Done.
Just like that. Done. Exactly. You know what? You know what I'm shaking my head at this week? I'm shaking my head at parents who don't make their kids be quiet in certain settings.
Oh no.
Because isn't that why we played outside, so we didn't have to be quiet in certain settings?
Totally. Or go down to the basement.
Something, right?
Like that always happened.
Like when I hear a kid, my first instinct is anger. And then I'm like, why can I hear you? Like, shut up. Like, why is that kid being so loud in a setting?
And disruptive. Yeah. I mean, I think that kids nowadays are...
They rule the roost.
Well, they have pent up stuff,
right? But they rule the roost.
I think the kids that are young have not experienced life in the normal way, especially because of 3 years of COVID that suppressed everything.
Right. So they lost their social skills.
Let's be real. We all slid, right? We all slid on the... We don't know how to act in social settings anymore. Scale. Right.
We stopped interacting properly. That's true.
I think that it's hard to be a parent. And I think when kids are being disruptive, it's like they're telling you how they are right there in the moment and they don't care what's around.
But you know what? All it takes is one parent to bring back the Gen X parent. Just one.
Oh.
That's all it takes.
Well, the Gen X parent would be...
If you go to get groceries and you say, hey, mom, if I'm good, can I get a chocolate bar? Mom would say the expectation, because you're out with mom today, is that you'll be good. No deal about the chocolate bar. Depends on mom's mood to get a chocolate bar. Right? And if you're not good, you're going to go sit in the car. Right? Like, just to the car. There was like a point to the car. Because remember, back then we didn't lock the car.
We didn't care if your kid sat in the car.
They didn't care. Oh, for how long you sat in the car.
No.
Right? You're just going to go sit in the car.
You're just going to go sit in the car.
Right? You're not interrupting my day. I got things to do. You want to eat? I got to get groceries. You're being bad. You better go sit in the car. Right?
Yeah, that's true.
Talk about this at home. Right?
Oh, my God.
Crazy.
I don't know. That gets... I don't know.
Now it's like kids just run wild and parents are at their mercy.
Oh my God. That reminds me of several instances when we were in clothing retail, Lisa, where children would play in the racks. You had to be very, hey, don't do that. Hey. You're going to hurt yourself.
You're going to get hurt.
And then the parent would be like, they're fine. Actually, if they hurt themselves, I'm liable for that.
Right.
So I'm going to ask you to ask your child to get themselves out of the rack. Yeah. That
Do
would
they
be
need
great.
To be in the middle of the clothing rack.
And then you got the stink eye, and it's like, and I'm the bad guy in this scenario.
Yeah,
I'm the bad guy. All totally. Right, Shurzy. Totally. Yeah,
right. Because God forbid you got a problem with what they're doing with their kid.
And I get it. At some point, kids will be kids. But they can be taught manners in a public place.
And they will mess up, for sure.
Right? For sure. Yeah.
They're going to screw up. They're going to mess up. And that's fine.
Yeah.
But they don't come messed. Right? Don't come messed. They don't need to come messed. They start with a blank slate.
Yes, they do, right? Don't they?
They start with a blank slate. So, okay. I don't know how to get this to stop. Maybe I have to email back saying, thanks for understanding, God. Because God's messaging me again.
Uh-oh.
And maybe it's because I don't reply back. Maybe I need to reply back and just say, God, stop messaging me. I'm not interested. Thanks for understanding. This is what you want to know what God wanted me to know today?
Uh-oh.
He wanted me to know today that the pains, he wanted me to know that my pains are God's way to rouse you from your slumber. Number one, makes me think God doesn't know me. Because dear God, if I'm in a slumber, don't you dare fucking rouse me. You leave me alone. Because I'm never in a slumber.
No, you're never in a slumber.
Dear God, why you gotta be like this? Why you gotta rouse me from my slumber? Right?
Oh my God, that's so true.
Right?
Oh. He's messing with you, I think, a little bit here.
Every day there's a new message. I don't always open them because sometimes I'm like, you know what? I don't care what God wants me to know today.
Yeah, because no offense to God, but pain is a way to rouse you from your slumber. I think pain for a woman is unnecessary. We deal with pain in various stages of our life.
Yeah.
And I'm done. So You do that one more time and I'm going to find you.
Dear God, don't wake me up from my slumber. Right. Ever.
I don't need any pain. You experience pain in your late teens to God knows when in your 40s. And then by the time you hit your 40s, everything's fallen apart. And you wake up one morning and you feel like your whole body's on fire or your joints ache and you don't know why.
You know? Dear God, I don't think you need to add any more to the pile.
You roll over the wrong way and you got a side ache. You sneeze the wrong way, your back's out.
Right.
Like, stop it.
Like, dear God, just spell it out. What is your message here for me? Right. Sometimes I think God's a bit of a busybody.
No, he's got nothing better to do.
God, there's like a whole lot going on in the world that needs your attention. Not so much Lisa Gibson in Saskatoon. No. Right. I'm good. I got this, God. I got this one.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Okay. Well,
thanks for understanding.
I think you need to respond. You should just do that.
Thanks for understanding. I got this, God. Thanks for understanding. Right?
And maybe he'll stop. Okay. So, you know how you can go into like a store that carries decorations and stuff? And there's always those ornaments that have your name written on them or the mugs that have your name written on them. Yep. Are you one of those kids that your name is never there?
No, my name is there, but my kid's sister's name's never there.
Right?
Like my name is always there. I saw one in the summer and it said Lisa needed a hero, so she became one. And I thought, oh, yes. Yes, Lisa did. Pretty sure I bought that. Right? Lisa needed a hero, so she became one. I'm like, oh, finally, somebody understands. Right? Fine. I'll just take that on myself.
But my sister,
her name's Krista, but it's spelled C-H. Never on nothing.
I sometimes see Samantha.
I see Samantha.
Yeah, and I see a Sam. But those kids who never see their names, they must be devastated.
I think deep down, my kid sister has PTSD. I sent her a picture the other day, right? Because I was ordering ornaments for the gift shop.
Oh, yeah.
And you can get all the ones with the names. And I took a picture and I'm like, still no Krista. She replied back, I know. I'm like, I'm always looking, though. Always looking. Never a Krista.
Oh my God, you know you could probably just get one made for her, right?
I could, but that seems like it would defeat the... She would think I was fooling, right? That would defeat the purpose.
Okay.
Right? Yet all these fancy new names, like Kelsey and Kinley are all on there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the fancy names get put on.
Oh, that seems unfair.
There's going to be a day, like the world's already made a strong statement about Lisa. Like people aren't naming their babies Lisa. That name's not coming around. Mabel came back before Lisa. Hazel came back before Lisa. And Lisa isn't not coming back. So at some point that will be left off, right?
That's true.
Which I don't know why they didn't rebrand Lisa.
I don't know. You need a reboot.
We need a reboot. And they don't seem to want to reboot Lisa. I don't know. I feel bad for those kids.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, maybe, you know, one day you and I... we decide to like start an ornament company.
We'll have every name.
We'll do all the names.
Every name possible on every list. You get an ornament, you get an ornament, you get an ornament. Everybody gets their name on something.
Yeah,
no kid shall ever feel left out. Ever start a Christmas ornament business.
Don't you dare.
Don't you dare. But don't you dare.
Don't you dare.
No, I'm not investing my money in it, Samantha, so don't you dare ask. Right? Bad investment. Thumbs down.
Yeah, that is a thumbs down.
Sorry, kids. Your name will not be out. Thanks for understanding.
Oh, God. Okay. So we need to add in Facebook Tuesday because Lisa threw out some pasta and people were like, no, I'm not giving up anything. And I'm like, you know what? You don't have to. You don't have to.
You can live with that.
And I believe it was... is it Glenda?
So my old boss, Glenna.
Glenna, sorry.
Hates pasta.
Yes. And I said, it's okay. You don't have to.
She hates pasta. She hates onions in her scalloped potatoes. She's a picky gal. She's a picky gal.
I appreciate her.
Right? She's a character, that Glenna. That Glenna. She certainly is.
But people were kicking like Alfredo because it's kind of like, it's boring.
I agree.
And bolognese.
Yeah. Which one did you, what one do you kick?
I would probably kick an Alfredo because I don't.
I'd kick a lasagna.
Oh my God. No, lasagna is awesome.
Not a fan of lasagna, right? It's like too. Like, I don't love an Alfredo either, but my favorite, you know, carbonara.
Carbonara.
My most favorite pasta ever.
I mean, and Cindy Harder did make a point. She said she kicked those two, a carbonara and Alfredo, because nobody does it well.
Okay, like, she's fancy like different. That. She's fancy like that, Cindy Harder is.
I was just like, yeah, okay, guys. You know, that's some strong thoughts about pasta.
Cindy Harder's new thing lately, I don't know if you've noticed this, at Friends of the Podcast, we used to work with her, so we feel we can take some pot shots. I don't know if you've noticed, she's always posting a picture of her supper.
Yes. Oh my God, they have the
pork
best
chop.
Food.
Did you see the pork chop?
No. Oh, yes, I think I did. Oh, my God, they did brisket and mac cheese, and I'm like, I don't know if you're not sharing with the rest of the world.
Right? I know.
Cindy Harder.
Right? Looks so good, Cindy Harder.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Like, you guys cook. You make some good
girl,
shit.
That girl could always cook.
Yes.
Always put on a big spread.
Yes,
I agree. Bring so much food to the events. Right?
She did good things.
She did good that way. She was good that way.
Ah, the memories through food.
It was a plus-size store.
It was. Okay, guys, so this is the point in the podcast where I'm going to say, connect with us. Do you need me to tell you? Yes, you do. Because it's Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok. We do have YouTube. Subscribe, please. Please subscribe. We have 61 fun people. Subscribe to our channel.
Yay. Yay.
Nice. I would love to put out a challenge to those listening to the podcast that you go to our YouTube page and subscribe to Lisa and Sam so you can see us in person as we go through the podcast. I would love for it to be 100 by January.
That would be so cool. Hey,
I'm setting a goal. I'm setting a goal of 100 subscribers by January. Yes. Why? Because I know you guys are committed to us as we are committed to you.
Yes. Right.
So boom, there it is.
Boom, there it is.
And also, guys, don't forget, we do have Patreon, which is patreon.com/ishakemyhead. For as little as $2 a month, you get the episode early and an extra episode every month. And you know, guys, all you have to do is search for us, I Shake My Head with Lisa and Sam. We're on all the socials.
Share us.
Yeah.
Like us.
Love us.
Tell people about us. Let's get more people. Let's get this Lisa and Sam army going. Let's get the train going. Chugga, 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 chugga. Right? We work hard to try and bring the laughter and the stress-free laughter.
And then everyone's going to reply, no, thank you for understanding.
Thank you for understanding. That's where I'm going to be like, guess what? Actually, I don't understand. And then we'll have another conversation.
Yes, we will.
Just pass on the word.
Yeah. Pressures.
Samantha, I finally did it.
Oh, and what did
I finally
you do,
decided
Lisa?
that my Italian heritage needed to be set aside.
You're not Italian.
I am, right? I have the bags under my eyes, the dark circles, like an Italian Nona.
Okay.
So what did I do this weekend? I went and bought an eye stick.
Oh, dear God.
Seems a little darker than my cover-up.
Because you didn't properly color match.
I just bought a stick.
Yeah, because it should be lighter.
Oh. But my eye circles are really dark, hey?
Yeah, but it should be lighter so it reflects.
I think. You see how dark they are?
Oh, my God.
That's the Nona in me coming out. It's the Nona.
Okay.
Who knew we had Italian Nonas in us?
You don't. You're Scottish.
Right, so I bought my eye stick, and I color them under my eyes, and
yeah,
try and do my eyes.
Do you know how to like rub it in.
It's just a stick. It looks like a lip. It looks
yeah, like, but you like rub it in, right?
With my finger.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do. But then I think it looks really off color.
Because you probably
just buffer.
No, it's too dark then.
Hey, I wear pale ivory and this is ivory. Right? By cover girl. Right?
Oh my God. This is like, oh, this is so tough. This is so tough.
Well, you've never once in 20 plus years said, hey, do you want to go makeup shopping?
No, because I think that's worse than shoes or clothing or glasses for that matter.
Glasses are right around the corner.
Yeah, because
so.
All I need, this is like a flashback to my 20-year-old youth is Sam, I'm not a hooker. Okay, so browns don't make you a hooker. How you apply it makes you a hooker.
Right.
So if
right.
you don't know how to apply it, not my problem.
Not your problem.
No, because I know how to put on makeup and I don't look like a hooker.
True.
So why would I let anyone who I knew look
okay,
like a
that's
hooker?
That's not me.
This is like a flash. I'm having a bit of a trauma.
Okay, but that's not me.
It's triggering for me.
That's not me. You can help me. You're a pretty girl. You can help me.
No,
I'm a
because
pretty girl.
You don't believe me, and I don't want. Don't you dare! Don't you dare! Don't you dare! But I'm not doing this.
Well, guess what?
I'm not doing this.
I don't understand.
I'm not doing this. Thank you for understanding.
I don't understand. I do not understand.
Not ever doing that.
Fine. I'll just keep plugging away at my own.
Mm-hmm.
Right, buying lashes that don't lash. Shadow. Why? Okay, riddle me this.
You can't create eyelashes with mascara. Do you understand that? You only have four is all you will have.
I have more than four. I have a full set, just like the next guy.
I don't know. You don't really have much of an eyebrow, so it's hard.
It's there. It's just not as dark as yours. That's all. Okay, but here's the thing. Okay, riddle me this. With my eye shadow, why when I put, like when I do my 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Because you shouldn't do it 1, 2, 3, 4.
And then when I put it on, why does it like, and I get dust
because
all
you should tap it off.
I should what?
You should tap it off first before you apply.
Like
because
I use a brush, not a foamy.
Okay. Doesn't matter.
Oh.
Tap, tap, then apply.
Tap, tap, then. Okay. Tap, tap, then apply.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4.
No, tap, don't. Tap, you should apply. Even 1, 2, 3, 4.
No, I like the 1, 2, 3, 4.
It should just be a solid color, some highlight in your eyebrow, some solid color, and then something
I'm
in your
doing
crease,
all of that.
Something on the side. Throw on an eyeliner, some Hoover mascara, and you're good.
I'm doing all of that, but in one failed swoop, boom.
You shouldn't,
my eyes.
Because it, I don't understand.
I like
that.
The combination of color.
Do you?
All right.
I can't even with you.
Don't even with me.
Okay. So I told you last week that I tried to watch the Matt Rife Netflix.
Okay, so we
special.
Need to start from the beginning, how this conversation originated. So, right, we're always looking for new comedians. I've seen him on TikTok and thought,
so
that
have I.
Thought that how he engaged with the audience was really funny. I was
His
enjoying
crowd work
him.
Is good. Yes. He is not funny.
You took it a step further.
He is not funny. And I am not. I am not the only one talking about the fact that this special sucks.
But he got himself into some controversial hot water.
Yes, because he did some dumb shit in this.
So
stupid. I only have watched accumulation of probably the first 10 to 15 minutes, and I had to stop it again. I tried. I did. I honestly, I went back to it. And I'm like, I'm going to give you another try. And I'm like, nope, you suck.
Did I hear that his opening joke was about domestic abuse?
Yes.
Yeah, that's blowing up pretty big.
Yeah, he sucks.
Yeah, like in no world is domestic abuse ever going to be funny.
Nope. And he did not pull that off. Huh. And then it just progressively got stupider and just
horrible. Really? Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to watch clips from it.
He sucks.
But his crowd work is good.
Yeah, that's great. But you've now lost it's interesting because his listeners or his audience was a lot of women.
Yeah.
He appealed to that. And everyone's like, oh, they're going to him because he's cute. You go to cute, but you stay for funny.
Right.
We're not stupid.
Yeah.
And you should never think that.
Right.
So when we like somebody and we think they're... Yeah, don't you dare. Because if we like somebody and we think they're funny, we will promote you. Yes. We will tell people about it. We'll buy into your shit. We will support you. We will create that career for you.
Absolutely.
You piss us off. Bye.
We're done.
Women are the people that marketing campaigns cater to. You cater to women because we buy shit. We promote shit. We influence other women to do the same thing. We tell people. We're tellers. We tell people about shit.
We spread the word.
Dude, you fucked up.
Yeah.
And I think he fake apologized, or it wasn't an apology. I haven't seen it yet. I haven't seen the little thing that he put out. Frankly, it's probably just getting him whatever he feels he needs to get out of this. And it's like, whatever.
Huh.
I just can't watch the rest because it was horrible.
Wow. Hey.
I can't. And I'm like, why are you making fun of a woman who got beat up?
Yeah.
And then saying she should go back into the kitchen because that's, well, if she'd done a good job of cooking, she wouldn't have got the black eye. Like, it's not, like, not, really, like, dude?
That's, yeah, like, that's not ever, that's never going to fly as funny.
No, it's misogyny. It's just bleh.
Yeah, right. And especially when it's women that are your core audience, right? Like, really bad. You got bad PR. You do not have Taylor Swift's marketing team behind you.
No, you don't.
You do not have them, right?
Yeah. So just
okay.
Whatever he wants to cater to a male audience, you get that percentage of the audience that thinks your shit's funny. Yeah. And if that is the tribe that you want,
yeah,
all the better for it.
Right. Exactly.
Go on and do what you need to do.
Yeah, because we're going to go see Chelsea Handler and she's going to make us laugh.
Oh, God, I hope so. The little big bitch.
Right? It's perfect. It's just right up our alley. Right up our alley. You know what's not up our alley, Samantha? Okay. You know I have a gripe with Burger King.
Yeah.
BK, have it your way. You rule. The whole thing, I hate it. They have a new Whopper out.
Uh-huh.
The garlic Whopper.
Oh.
And it's literally chunks of Whopper, of garlic on a patty.
Oh.
When, like, you're gonna bite into, it's not a sauce, it's like a garlic clove.
So is it a baked garlic clove, or is it like,
doesn't look that baked. It's just called the garlic Whopper.
Well, that's going to be really smelly.
It's going to be like, that's a tough one to choke down. It's gonna be, like, dear BK, like, come on, just like pull out and leave already.
Yeah, no kidding.
Right? Like, I love garlic, but I don't want to eat like a clove of it.
No.
Right?
Not really.
Oh.
And at our age, garlic can maybe produce things that you don't want, like heartburn.
All of that, right?
All of the fun.
And you just stinky.
You're just stinky.
And you're just stinky. Right? You're just stinky with too much garlic.
Oh, that's true. And then it comes, if you eat a lot, it comes out in your pores.
Ugh, it's gross. Just gross. BK like burger. Garlic.
Yeah.
BK, you do not rule. Thanks for understanding.
Thanks for understanding. Oh, okay. But speaking of eating things, I noticed this the other day. I was eating sliced apples prepared by others because that's how I roll.
Absolutely.
And I noticed that when I bit into ones that were a bit soft, you know how apples should be crispy.
Right.
Right. I bit into one and it was sort of soft and I don't like that.
Expensive.
My nose flared. Because I didn't like it.
What are you doing? Were you watching yourself in a mirror?
No, because I noticed I wasn't watching, but I could tell when I was biting into it, my nose would flare, like I was grossed out, but I was going to eat it anyways.
Yeah.
Because I had to get through the, like, I just hate the texture of a soft apple. I need
absolutely
to be crisp.
Yeah.
But totally. Because that's what we do, right? When we eat things that we don't like. And if you've ever seen a kid
or you've
ever seen babies,
Yeah. And your nose flares like, yeah.
I'm eating it, but I really, really hate it right now.
Really? Did you have caramel? At least if you had caramel, it would have made it okay.
No, it didn't. No, it's still the texture. This grosses me out.
It's kind of so you're saying, so your face gives it up.
My face is it tells the story of like, this is a really bad piece.
Interesting,
of
apple. Hey? Interesting. Yeah. So no to spongy apples.
No. And just like, have you ever noticed that when you eat something and you don't really like it, that your nose maybe flares?
Sure, for sure. Yeah. And like that, well, like with like ugly food, just the thought of ugly food, I'm like, can't do it, right?
So right.
I just don't eat it. That's the only difference. But I get where you're coming from.
Well, because I mean, it's just a preference. Like,
totally. Ugh. I got you. So we finally did it. We put our decorations out.
Hmm.
And I have to go on the record by saying we definitely downsized. But it's okay. It's okay. We're okay. We're okay with it. I'm good. It feels Christmassy enough. Can't feel that Christmassy when it's still nice outside and warm.
Well, it's getting cold, so don't.
But the best part is that Maggie's ready for Christmas.
Yes, you showed me a picture. She's wearing her Santa hat.
She's got her hat on, right? She's ready for Santa, right? She got her Santa hat on, right? It's always a struggle at the beginning of each Christmas to get that hat on her, right? Because she like moves and like does pulls and tugs and then you're like, oh, man, it's Maggie, you love the hat. Get the hat on.
Yes, right? Your fake cat makes it hard.
Right? Because she doesn't like people. And it's a tighter fit, right? It's a snug fit.
Uh-huh.
Be like, if we put a hat on you, right? It's a tighter fit because you got.
Yes, thank you for mentioning that.
I'm just saying, similar.
Right.
Well, Maggie feels kind of the same, but she's ready now. She's ready.
Okay.
She's ready. I have officially have my one container of icy squares in the fridge.
Oh, God.
I'm ready. Let it come.
And you wonder why your clothes are tight.
Well, I don't know if I ever said I wonder. I don't know if I've ever said I'm not sure why. I'm disappointed that that's the outcome, Samantha.
Okay. All right.
That's what I'm disappointed.
I need to... Okay. Have you ever seen on TikTok, there's a cat named Merv?
I don't know Merv. Nope.
Okay. So apparently... Well, every once in a while, I catch one of their TikToks.
Yeah.
And Merv the cat talks to its owner.
Really?
No shit. And now I'm seeing TikToks where cats say, hello! I'm like... What?
I love the cat videos.
Oh my God.
Like, they're so good, right? Just like, but I don't like the dog ones as much, but I love like when Noodles, like a good Noodles one.
Yes.
Like when Nudes is on the warpath, right? I appreciate that. I feel that Noodles expresses what a lot of us feel.
Yes.
Right? So on our TikTok the other day, I don't know if you had a chance to see it or not, but Odd Dad Out Adam.
Uh-huh.
Every now and then he sends us some videos, right? He sends
okay.
us one video. And, you know, mac and cheese.
Yes.
It's made by Heinz. I don't know if it's a UK thing. Carol, let us know if it is. Sweet Pea. Whoever is from the UK. Emma. I'm sure there's more.
Mm-hmm.
It's called macaroni cheese. Not
like
it's cheese. Just macaroni cheese.
Is it? Cheese with macaroni inside of it?
I don't know. It just looks like cheesy macaroni. But it's canned macaroni.
Oh.
That's wrong, hey?
Oh.
Like, you can have canned spaghetti. I'm fine with that. You can have canned alfaghetti. You'll eat ravioli, which I don't quite understand. And beefaroni, still don't understand.
I don't eat beefaroni.
Oh, you prefer your
eat the ravioli.
Good. Thank you for clarifying. Good. Because for a while, I thought you were also a beefaroni girl. And I'm like, I never actually understood how anybody could eat beefaroni.
Oh, stop it.
But I understand some of them. I don't understand macaroni cheese.
Huh.
Right? That sound horrible.
It's in a can?
It's in a can.
Does it come out in one...
It would have to come out in a congealed... Only thing that's allowed to come out congealed clump is cranberry sauce. The only thing. Nothing else can come out. That's good.
And that won't gross us out because that's what we expect from the cranberry sauce in the can.
We expect from a canned cranberry sauce. And we're perfectly fine with that.
Huh.
But we don't want our ham in a can.
No.
We don't want our macaroni and cheese in a can.
It just seems odd.
Seems really gross.
Was there a picture of what it looked like inside?
No. But pretty much the girl was like, don't you dare. Don't you dare. Right? And they dared. They dared.
Oh, my God. Okay. So you're on a BK little tirade.
Yes.
Apparently, Wendy's is taking advantage of the Terminator stuff because now they've introduced a pretzel baconator. And Arby's, here's another one, has an Arbinator. So it's like, why?
I think Wendy's has always had a baconator, but not a pretzel one.
Yeah, pretzel, whatever. Like,
but Arby's,
who wants to eat through a pretzel bun? That's going to be hard as shit.
Imagine if it's not perfectly heated, like warm the minute you get it. Ugh. That's what Mike said, too. He's like, that's gonna be disgusting.
It's going to be...
Nobody wants that.
Oh,
nobody
wants... No! It's going to be so hard to chew.
Arby's, your roast beef, can you just stay in your lane? Like, you don't need a burger.
Oh, my God.
And if they're using a nader, that should be a lawsuit, should it not?
I don't know. Can they... they're only using half the name.
I guess. Good point. Right? Maybe it's not that big of a deal.
But it is a play on the words, but it's like they're making it sound like it's tough, and you know, and it's like...
You're just a roast beef sandwich. I mean, I love Arby's. I'm one of the few 4 people in the world that like Arby's.
Yes.
Me and my sister Krista love Arby's.
I don't know why. I just
always
don't.
Always have. It's just delightful.
Yeah, I don't get it. Yeah.
Friends of the podcast, any of you guys like Arby's? Curious.
Yeah, please let us know. Please admit to it.
Mike hates Arby's.
Yeah, it's just bleh.
No, it's good. Like, Bacon cheddar curly fries. Like the whole bit. The whole combo. So good. That's all I'm going to say about that.
Okay. All right, Lisa. So now that we've come into our fall food season, what have you brought back recently?
What have we brought back? We've brought... You know what's funny? We're eating salads in a bag. Like, you know that dill pickle salad? That's a good salad.
Oh, okay.
So we're trying to eat healthier, and we feel that that's the way.
That is a good way to start, yeah.
Yeah, we had there was one that we had, and it was buffalo.
Oh, yeah.
The dressing was hot sauce. It was not, that was not pleasant. Salad should not hurt. Because it's already punishment, right?
It is.
I don't need to physically, but you know what? Meatloaf.
Oh.
Meatloaf's back, and shut up all you naysayers.
No, I had meatloaf at my parents' like a couple weeks ago.
But your mom doesn't like my recipe.
She doesn't?
No. Remember last year we had this conversation?
Oh.
You let it slip that your mom made my recipe and didn't like it.
Oh, did I?
Remember my recipe was to add in a box of stovetop stuffing?
Oh, that's right.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the moistest meatloaf ever, but apparently not according to Sheila's birthday.
not according to mom.
Not according to the birthday girl.
No, but dad does make the meatloaf in our family. So
I love meatloaf so much. Like, I love, that's my signature dish, is a meatloaf.
Yeah.
Right. It's like, there's nothing wrong with a meatloaf, right? Use the same pan that your banana bread goes in.
Oh, yay.
Right. Multi-purpose pan. Right. What have you brought? What are you focusing on?
Pasta.
right. Are you doing hot chocolate at night yet?
It's too warm.
Still too warm.
Yeah. I've been doing the tea, but that's about it.
Yeah. Yeah.
But
I like the tea too.
When I feel like it's still warm outside, it seems odd to have hot chocolate.
Yeah. Right. Because you're not like cold or cool or...
No.
It's like, oh, I don't really need a hot beverage right now.
No.
I don't know. Like, I think that I just love meatloaf.
I know you do.
Right? Like, we're not doing any pasta salads. That's done, right?
Is it? Okay.
I'm still eating grapes, but I'm kind of off fruit now. But still with the grapes, because I love grapes.
Okay. So still with grapes, but off of fruit.
Still with grapes, off of fruit. Still with bananas, but bananas have been a little disappointing.
So you're still having fruit, but you've considered grapes and bananas not fruit.
Not real fruit. Like, it's not chopped up fruit. It's not a melon.
It's not a
let me explain it down for you.
Okay. No, I'm just
not a melon. I'm off melons. I'm off melons.
Got it.
But the bananas, I don't know what's, because I guess it's not banana season. So we don't have much for bananas, right?
No.
But still love a good banana. Right? And like, oh, and I'm loving those yogurt parfaits with the fruit and the granola.
From, you know, those, right? The grocery store? Yeah. Or?
Yeah, not from the scratch. Not from scratch, no.
Why would you do it from scratch?
When somebody else can prepare it? I would not do it from scratch when it can be prepared by somebody else. Never doing it by scratch when somebody else is more than capable of making it for me.
Right.
That's just how I roll.
It is how you roll.
That's yes. And I don't know. Not like nothing too exciting.
No, just meatloaf.
Meatloaf.
And you're ready for the backlash of the meatloaf haters.
I feel that meatloaf gets a bad reputation. I feel it gets a, it just, it gets hammered.
Got a bad reputation. A bad reputation.
Yeah. It's like, it's like meatloaf's out in the smoking area at high school or something, right? I don't know why. It's just a good food. Just a good, delicious meatloaf. Maybe because it's just a slab of meat.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Maybe. But, you
I
know,
like my hamburger in a loaf. Yeah. But, right?
Nothing wrong with it.
Nothing. Nothing.
Makes a good sandwich the next day.
That I will not do. I think that seems weird. I'm not eating them. I remember you eating meatloaf sandwiches.
No. It is the Sperling trait.
It is not a McIntyre trait at all.
Okay. All right.
No. 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 Not at all.
All right.
Did I mention to the friends of the podcast, who I'm sure have been waiting the whole episode to hear who won the Jamingo Gibson game? It's Gibson.
Okay.
No offense. My opponent showed up. He played his best game. He did not have the game that I had.
No.
He's now in the basement.
He is.
And I'm in third place.
And she's gloating.
A little bit, but trying not to, because I'm trying to not do that, because it can change
please.
At any time. I've been lucky I haven't had many injuries. and again, right, I'm just figuring it out as I go.
Uh-huh. Oh,
I'm loving it.
Yeah, I should mention... I got sent something from John today. He's like, this sounds perfect for you. Apparently, a subscription box company is willing to pay someone $2,000 to watch 12 Hallmark movies and rate them. No, you will not, because you hate them, and that's not fair to the movie.
$2,000.
I know. And he thinks I should apply because I would be perfect at it. And actually, I went through the movies, the 12 movies, and I'm like, I've watched them all.
Really? Are you going to apply?
I don't know. It seems funny.
Depends on the paperwork.
It doesn't seem real, so.
Depends on how much paperwork there is, too. Like, remember when I was applying for a job with the Queen? And I was all in till the paperwork never stopped? And I'm like, oh, Liz, I can't do this, dude. It's
too
much
I can't
paper.
Do it.
I would have been her best secret servant ever.
I know. You wouldn't have told any of the lies or the...
No, but I would have kept all the secrets.
Yes.
Until she was dead.
Exactly.
Right. Then I would have
written
a tell-all book.
Right, Mage Millions later.
Right? Totally. I'm not a royal family member. I don't care if they kick me to the curb. I'm not even at the curb. Right? That's what I would do.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, Lisa, it's just a reminder. I'm going to remind people because apparently that's what I do. That's what I do. Just going to remind people that you can get some I Shake My Head swag at Threadless, which is ishakemyhead.threadless.com. You can also provide us with feedback. Now, I know that nobody does, and I would be very happy if someone who listened to this portion of the podcast actually did provide us with some great feedback, or you could leave a review on Apple Podcasts or on any of the podcast apps that you guys potentially listen to.
Exactly.
And then you could tell us how you feel about us, you know, good or bad, whatever. We'll take some feedback.
We could take it. We could take it all.
Get some feedback.
Yeah.
You might just find it being mentioned during an episode. So just be careful. If it's mean, we're going to mention you by name.
Remember the girl who didn't like my hair? She's what comes up 6 years later.
She does. We just want to thank you. We just want to thank John Domingo because he is the best kept secret in podcasting.
Thank you, John.
Yes.
We're done.
We're done.
Happy, another. How about happy Thanksgiving to our American friends?
Oh, yeah. Happy American Thanksgiving.
Right. So here's what's going to happen. Either they listen to the whole podcast right up till now and they're like, oh, wasn't that nice? Or they're secretly mad at us because we never mentioned it and didn't wish them a happy Thanksgiving.
That's true.
Okay. Either way.
Either way.
Give us some feedback. Anyway, Samantha, that's all I got for you this week.
All right. Me too.
All right. Have a good one, friends of the podcast. Enjoy.
See you later.
Bye, Samantha. Always a pleasure.
It should be.
Who's a pretty girl? I'm a pretty girl.